have with us, as we have for the last couple of days, Abbot Sergius from St. Ticon's Monastery near Wilkes-Barre, or closer to Scranton?
About the same.
About the same. Okay, if you know that area. Pennsylvania, so a ways away. And he has been with us the last couple of days for our annual retreat, which has been a wonderful and blessed time. He brought some nice things with us, some holy things, which if he does mention in the sermon, if not, we'll mention at the end for veneration and so forth. And he is going to bring today's homily, and so give good attention to Father Sergius.
Thank you, Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My name is Father Archimandrite Sergius. I am the abbot of St. Ticon's Monastery. It's America's oldest Orthodox monastery, founded by St. Ticon of Moscow in 1905. We have five canonized saints who walked, taught, lived at St. Ticon's Monastery. And today we bring the miracle-working icon of St. Anna. This is an icon that wept myrrh for 5 years from her eyes. She cried and still continues to work many miracles to the very present day, especially those who can't have children. So this miraculous icon is with us today, as well as the relics of St. Joachim and Anna in the small box, as well as one of those things that the monastery has is a lot of the treasures of the church. It's kind of a storehouse of those treasures. So we also brought the relics of the Apostle Matthew today in the center of the reliquary. So very tiny piece of St. Matthew the Evangelist, believe it or not. So this storehouse of treasures is especially most important, a place of prayer, a place of that great and deep prayer of which the church is the great inheritor of, or the great container of, or the great warehouse of. These things that the church has, this treasury of orthodoxy, is no small matter. And in today's gospel, the gospel is one part of that treasure. We hear today this very specific parable, a very specific story about a very specific situation that all of us can relate to very well. God forgives us freely, so easily, if we ask, God, forgive me. And God will always respond, yes, I forgive. We could do some very seriously wrong things, and yet if we asked for mercy, if we ask for God's forgiveness, we will receive it. This is the faithful witness of the epistle of St. John, who says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And all of us happen to do a lot of bad things and wrong things every single day. Nobody's perfect. We all have faults and failures. I am first and foremost among them. It's not time for public confession, but you know, we all struggle. Because of that, our own lack of perfection, we need to extend forgiveness and mercy to those around us generously. Generosity of spirit is so necessary in order to be a Christian. In order to be a Christian, we must be exceedingly generous, not with just our stuff. That's the small part. Our money, our time, that's pretty easy stuff, right? Here's a dollar, here's 10, here's 20, here's some of my time, easy. It's harder to extend that generosity of spirit to forgiveness and to love and to mercy and to kindness, especially to people who are unloving, unkind, unmerciful, and unforgiving. Gospel says forgive those people anyways. It doesn't predicate anything on them. It all depends on us. Abbot Dorotheos, he has an interesting quote. He says, we expect everyone else to keep all of the commandments perfectly, and we don't keep any. So often, this is the way that our mind wants to kind of trick us into kind of expecting other people to be a Christian first, and then I might consider it. However, this is not the gospel. You know, it's interesting when we hear in the gospel and the disciples ask Christ, they say, are there many that are saved? Are there many that are saved? And Jesus says to them, he didn't say anything about the general populace. He just said, you strive to enter into the narrow gate. For narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. He didn't say anything about anybody else, but he pointed right at the person who was asking the question. He said, you do this. That generosity of spirit is so necessary. If we want to have a good life, it's not about the other person or about making God happy. It's about me being a joyful, happy, and free Orthodox Christian person. That's what it's about. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be free? Do you want to be joyful? Forgive freely. Give freely of your kindness, of your mercy, of your love. Give generously. Give, and it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. This is the gospel. Whatever I give, this is what I will receive. This is a weird rule. This is a strange thing, but this is how it works. I call it the boomerang effect. Whatever you send out, it hits you right back in the head on the other side, and you wonder who hit you. It was you. We send out love, love will come back. If we want to have love, we need to love. If we want mercy, we have to extend mercy. It's like a bank, you know? You can't go to the bank and say, give me all your money. They'd press the button and call the police. But yet we think that spiritually so often, don't we? We say, why doesn't anybody love me? And yet I haven't really loved people. We say, why isn't anybody kind to me? And I'm maybe not that kind. Why aren't people showing mercy to me? Have I been merciful? This is the question of the day. This is what we're challenged with in today's gospel reading. If I want love, I need to love. If I want forgiveness, I need to forgive. If I want kindness, I need to be kind. And I will be putting into that bank of life, that spiritual bank, and there will be definite returns. Generosity of spirit. This is what most qualifies a Christian. We need to give freely of our, not just our money, like I said, that's easy. Of our love, of our forgiveness, of our kindness to people, and of our mercy. These are the things that we need to offer freely and we will receive freely. And the more we give, the more we will receive. Wondrous it is, the truth of the gospel that works out in real time in our life today. Amen.